offices investigating reports that they're using Macintoshes for their development. And oh my god, I see a room full of Macs here. So who are you, and what do you do?
I'm Nathan Dunlap. I'm a designer, more towards the technical side, kind of in the middle. I'm one of the guys that wishes he was really good at design, wishes he was really good at being a dev, but can do both of them sort of good, so it actually gives me a leg up in some aspects. But,
And which is your technical specialty? WPF, Silverlight?
WPF mostly, yeah. I've been doing WPF a lot longer than Silverlight, but I'm very familiar with Blend. I've been using Blend since their very early days, and it's pretty much... All I've got to learn is the programming model. That's quite a bit different for doing Ajax-type development or anything that we do for Silverlight.
Cool. So you guys build the Blendables set of controls for WPF.
Right.
So is that a product that you work on?
Yep.
Okay. And you guys also deliver all of the Silverlight training, or a lot of the Silverlight training for Microsoft.
Yep, absolutely.
And WPF training. So why are you using Macs then? What's going on here?
We actually did a lot of training for WPF. We still do a lot of, tailor-made training for WPF. And when we come in, we would typically split the training up between a set of designers and a set of developers. We'd spend about 4 days really digging deep in both areas with the two different teams of people that actually have to work together. And then in the end, we bring them all together and we work on workflow for a couple days and get them all caught up on that kind of stuff. Really get those two roles working well together. And one of the things that, as a designer, I wanted the prestige of having a big glowing apple when I go to the coffee shop. But the other thing is, when you walk into a design shop where that prestige is actually an important thing and for people to take you seriously, you have to have, logos that have apples and big A's on them. When you walk in and say, hey, I know how to use Photoshop, and I, know how to use OS X, people perk up and listen to you. You get a lot of funny looks when you talk to the developers, because they feel like they've got the wrong group in for a little bit, but when you turn the machine around and you say, no, I'm running full Windows on here, that's when they get pretty excited.
Cool. So I'm going to zoom in here on your screen and see. Is this, this looks like Vista.
Yeah.
So how does this run on your Mac?
So 99% of the time, I'm running Vista straight in boot camp, so I'm booting straight into it so I can have the full hardware acceleration, just have a standard Vista experience. But whenever I need to do Silverlight work where I need to be testing pages that are going to be running both in IE and Safari and Mozilla, and I need to test the broad gamut of browser support, this is the setup that I would use. I'm using VMware. I've used Parallels, but right now I'm using VMware. It allows me to run Windows in either a single window mode, just like virtual PC, or I can actually run it. The way you're seeing it here is my windows are actually running in a thing called Unity. And you can see when I shrink my windows, I've actually got regular Windows Explorer windows here, but they're actually running in the OS as standalone windows. But this allows me to have, all my tools. I can run Visual Studio, I can run Blend, I can run any tool that I need for my developing. And then over here, I can be testing all my Silverlight content actually in Safari or in the Mozilla Mac browser. So sweet.
So do you want to demonstrate that for us? Kind of show us a bit of a round trip?
Sure, yeah. I'm actually posting it to a staging site on my blog so that I can actually test these things out. Here's my page here. I'm just going to draw a couple more elements to the screen just to prove that it's really happening here. And I'm going to hit F5 inside Blend. I'm going to actually hit FN F5. And here Blend is actually kicked off the local host, so it's running locally, and here's my running in IE.
Awesome.
So I've now confirmed my IE solution works. Now if I hit File, I'm going to save everything, and I'm going to browse to my desktop. And this is the FTP server where I'm hosting everything. And I'm going to go to my documents, browse up to my desktop where I actually have this project. I'm just saving it on the desktop right now. Bootcamp demo. I'm just going to copy everything over to the FTP site and hit yes to all to replace everything. And still, you know, getting all the benefits of Vista. And then switch over here, refresh this. There we go. So there's my
awesome
developing on at one OS or two OSs at one time with the tools of my choice and being able to test it on all the platforms that we're actually going to deploy to.
Wow, very cool. So we have a lot of designers, you know, agencies that we work with that do use Macintoshes. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of them use Parallels instead of VMware. So can you talk a little bit about why you're using VMware instead of Parallels?
Right now, you know, it's kind of a neck and neck race between Parallels and VMware. They're both releasing on these really, really short schedules, and they keep kind of coming out with different little features that entice users. Right now, VMware has some of the best 3D support, and we do a lot of WPF 3D work. So I'm actually able to continue to somewhat do my 3D work. And by and large, my experience with video has been better on through VMware. You can actually run video and actually, like, in an enjoyable way through a virtual PC here. Both Parallels and VMware have this multi-window instance model. VMware's is called Unity, and Parallels is called Coherence, is what it's called. And, you know, it's kind of like I said, it's a neck and neck race between them. I used Parallels, and it was a good product, and I had a couple little glitches with it, and so then I tried out VMware, and it's the one I stuck with just because the performance is great on it.
So do both of them also allow you to boot off of your bootcamp partition Windows? Okay.
Actually, I don't know that. I believe that's the case with Parallels. I think I remember that being the case. The shipping version of Parallels, I'm not sure, but the beta versions of it I was able to. VMware allows me to, I just basically do a standard bootcamp install. So once I have that all up, download the 160 megabyte install for VMware, and it's like 5 minutes, and you've actually converted your bootcamp partition into a virtual partition. Then I work in the virtual partition, I jump back into Windows just via the actual physical bootcamp partition, and everything is synced up, and it's, you know, kind of a, you know, you don't get lost in those worlds, so.
Cool. So, you know, you've shown us Blend here. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what are your top three tools that you spend most of your day in?
I'm a Blend guy. I spend most of my time in both Blend, Visual Studio, and Notepad. When it comes to design tools, I haven't been able to kick the Photoshop Illustrator habit. Yeah. Those are the ones my brain like thinks most fluidly with. Around here we're a big fireworks shop. We're using Grant Hinkson's fireworks to XAML exporter.
Okay. I just saw Don Burnett did a little thing on how to do that. So do you run those tools in Vista then, or do you
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I use there's a couple tools that I use. They're kind of fun because it's the more home oriented tools. But it's, when I use GarageBand and some of the iLife tools to media creation, that's one of the interesting things I've done is I've done a lot of video work where I use iMovie 08 or something to edit something together, pop it out in a media encoder. Since media encoder supports Move, I can then encode that to what I want it to be. Build a Silverlight skin around that and do that. It's the way I handled. In fact, it was an interview we did with Jared for Mix last year when he drew the comic books for the Identity Men comic books.
Oh, cool. So that's pretty convenient.
Yeah.
So how's the reliability of Vista on this configuration?
I've been using it for. I jumped on the bootcamp bandwagon like as soon as it happened. So it's been over a year and a half now that I've been doing it. I think I've hosed my machine a couple times, which I pretty much always did with installing tons of beta stuff anyways. But it's been overall really reliable. I mean, there's a couple things that you have to work around. The keyboard layout's different than a Windows keyboard layout. You actually sacrifice a Windows key for an Apple key. You have to start learning how to use the FN key a lot to get to some of the common keys that you would. A lot of developers sit down on my laptop here and can't figure out their way around anything. But otherwise, you know, there's been a couple driver issues. We've had to wait on Apple to come out with updated drivers. Like, one of the ones that has really been biting us for a long time was it took a long time before we could actually output to other monitors. It worked for a while, and then one of the drivers came out, it stopped working, and now, since Leopard released, we have a new set of Vista drivers for stuff. So
cool.
But the best part is I'm at a 4.8 on my experience index, so it's for a laptop that's getting 4.8.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's really, really nice. It actually reports 4.8 when I'm in VMware.
Yeah,
that's not totally accurate, but it's what it's reporting. So when it
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that you were actually using a Mac. You used to work at Microsoft, and you even had a Mac there. So
yeah, I was working on the WPF team when Silverlight was first kicking off, when it was still, you know, when it was after Microsoft. Well, it was I don't remember the order of events, but we knew. The direction, it was WPFE at the time, and we knew the direction was going to be multi-platform, and that it was like that day that the boot camp announcement came out. Everybody was kind of waiting for the boot camp announcement because the Intel-based Macs were out.
Yeah.
And as soon as it came, I think it was Joe Stegman who ordered. It was either Joe or Kevin Gallo, but somebody ordered the machine, and that was like as soon as it showed up in the shop, I just have to have this, so they let me take it, let me go install boot camp on it, got it up and running, and we had Silverlight running, WPFE at the time, running on multiple platforms.
So how does your rig at Identity Mine compare with the Mac that Microsoft bought you?
It's 17 instead of a 15,
yep.
That was a bonus. They actually updated my the machine to the latest Core Duo processor, so it's a newer machine. This is my second 17-inch I had. I think the one funny thing is that I woke up one morning, I came downstairs to my home office, and my MacBook was hovering off the table, and what had happened was the battery pack had, you know, typical laptop battery conundrums. It had started to swell. It looked like somebody stuck a marshmallow in the microwave.
And it's
kind of scary. You know, you think, you know, you're going to torch your whole house or something like that. And I drove very carefully to the Mac store, and they gave me a new battery, and that was it. You know?
Wow, that sounds like an adventure.
Yeah. So yeah, none of my batteries have swelled since, but yeah. It was pretty impressive.
Wow. So aside from the warnings to look out for swelling batteries, is there any other final advice that you have for people that are looking to do this kind of dual development on a Mac?
You got to get used to the trackpad, you know, having two fingers. It's actually awesome. I love the trackpad. You have to get used to the funny stares when you're at Microsoft or working with Microsoft-specific technology people. But otherwise, it's a great setup. I would say that any designer who thinks that they're stuck because they're an OS X-based designer is obviously not the case. I mean, you might have to upgrade to a newer laptop or and have to pick up a copy of Windows, but it's totally worth it and gets you into technologies that are worth it. So.
Okay, well, great. Well, yeah. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
All right.